USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers and a related case involving mandates on healthcare workers at facilities that receive federal funding. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor falsely saying that over 100,000 children are in serious condition, many of them on ventilators due to COVID-19. A Georgia judge sentenced three men to life in prison for the murder of Ahmed Aubrey, whom the men confronted and killed while he was running in their neighborhood in early 2020. Travis McMichael and Gregory McMichael, each receiving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. William Roddy Bryant Jr. was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, appearing on Fox and Friends, says there's more at stake in this case than just vaccine mandates.
Liberty. It's the power of the administrative state and the mass firings of healthcare workers. It's all on the line today. And the impact would be incredibly significant. We've had rural hospitals in Missouri that would close, nursing homes that would close.
A judge is formally dismissing a misdemeanor groping charge filed against New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes after the Albany County District Attorney said he could not successfully prosecute the case. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Google and Facebook are in hot water in France.
French regulators have fined Google and Facebook and ordered them to make it easy for users to reject cookies on their platform as it is to accept them. The National Commission for Informatics and Freedoms fined Google more than $169 million and Facebook more than $67 million for violating the French Data Protection Act. The commission found that the tech companies offer a button allowing the user to immediately accept cookies, but do not provide an equivalent solution to allow users to reject cookies. The fact that they cannot refuse the cookies as easily as they can accept them influences their choice in favor of consent. Along with the fines, they ordered Facebook and Google to provide French users with a means of refusing cookies that's as simple as the existing means of accepting them. The committee said the companies will be fined about $113,000 per day. A representative for Facebook's parent company, Meta, said the company was reviewing the authorities' decision. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA says the average for regular gasoline remains $3.30 a gallon. That's 2 cents higher than it was going into New Year's weekend. Texas has the nation's lowest price gas with a statewide average of $2.90 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.